You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Wagwan, Maswell Q. What's up, man? How are you?
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, it's good to be here. Good to see you, man. Loving the festival, loving the vibes.
Awesome, brother. Yeah, we just saw you teaching the masses earlier with some Niger cuisine. How was that?
Man, it was crazy. It was my first time cooking in front of a live audience. I was a little bit intimidated, but I tell you what, it went really well. I was telling my people, whenever I have something prepared, like, it just, you know, I choke up. You know what I'm saying? My brain fogs up. But I literally went into today completely unprepared, and everything came through, which was great. So I think that might be a strategy going forward.
I came across you at the Black Lives Matter marches in 2020. I was there for both of them, and I've actually been kind of following your journey since then. And it's awesome to see how far you've come, and especially since those marches were organized. And I feel like that those marches went quite well too. But for those who may not be familiar with you, tell us about yourself and tell us about the music that you create.
Yeah, so my name is Maswell Q. I'm an artist, producer, and content creator from Tāmaki Makaurau, Aotearoa. I specialize in a kind of alternative hip hop that includes elements of jazz, funk, soul, rock, metal, crazy stuff going on. I'm a producer. I produce for myself. I produce for other artists. I produce for commercials. I produce for screen. I'm also a content creator, also known as the Rap Scientist. That's the name that I've been dubbed on TikTok. And I teach rap flow within the context of a modified music theory. So that's what I do. Yeah.
As an artist, who inspires you when you were coming up, who really influenced your sound?
Man, it's hard to really point to one artist. But look, when I was in high school, I really looked towards a lot of the new middle crowd. So like POD, Limp Bizkit, Linkin Park, Papa Roach, Taproot, all those guys were that sort of, they had that metal like sound about them, but they also had something extra, which was the hip hop. I didn't actually realize at that point that that is what really struck a chord with me. But that sort of amalgamation of two very potent sounds was what kind of formed the foundation a lot for what I do now. And like, I went through a journey of metal, like more exclusive and more precise, like just metal. But then sort of that naturally came to an end, and then I sort of fell back into hip hop. But the whole time I've maintained like high energy, high impact stuff. And I think that is an ode to like those bands that I listened to when I was younger. Yeah.
Awesome. Now tell me about your last album, The Migrant Mind.
Oh yeah, The Migrant. So that was a couple albums back, but all good. We can talk about that. Migrant Mind, yeah, that was an interesting album. So that was my sophomore album when my name was Unchained Excel. That was me really coming into sort of an Afro funk influence sort of thing. So I was really, really big on Fela Kuti, the legendary Nigerian artist, and I loved his message. Obviously, I loved the fact that he was from my country. But I love the music, and I love the sounds that he incorporated in his stuff, like the guitars, the percussion, the style of composition. I love that. I wanted to really bring that across into what I was doing. So I sort of, in my mind, I imagined, what would it sound like if Fela Kuti was a rapper? What would his band sound like if he was playing hip-hop? And that sort of formed the basis of Migrant Mind. So it's got those African textures, but it's also got a lot of like real hip hop in it. And then it's got that real protesty, that real conscious, and that real kind of strive for justice in the message and in the lyrics. And I feel like that's like a giant ode to Fela. But since then, yeah, I've had a couple more records since then. I came out with Afroternity, which was my debut EP as Maswell Q. And then The Future Was last year. Oh, sorry, in 2021, which was my full-length album. And then now I'm working on a new one.
Awesome, sweet. My apologies. I should have done my research before I came on this interview. Your social media content is really cool. You're essentially dropping some real gems on the internet for up-and-coming artists. And I feel like that this is a testament to how detailed and passionate you are as an artist. Is this something you really enjoy? Or when you first started doing it, I guess, was there any motivation behind it?
So the motivation behind how it started was kind of incidental. We got to the end of 2021, and as you know, we were entering that massive lockdown period in Aotearoa. And I just released a remix of a song from an artist in Australia, an unofficial remix. And I was trying to think, like, how can I plug it in a way that's not too like too forward in everyone's faces, you know what I'm saying? Because everyone, you know, we were quite sensitive to what was going on in terms, you know, we're going back into another lockdown. No one wants to hear someone be like, new song. So I was like, you know what, let me just, I'm just going to add to the content sphere, you know what I'm saying? So I got on TikTok and I made a video about rapping behind the beat, and I sort of said, this is how I approach it in the song. And that really took off. Like the way I described, like using your rhythms carefully to interact with the beat in a way that it feels like dragged, feels like leggy. People resonated with that, and they were like, yeah, no, I hear that. That's an interesting way of conceptualizing and talking about hip hop. So that video got really big, and I was like, you know what? I actually really do like teaching. I really do like helping people understand things. So I continued to make videos along that vein, like, let me just explain my process. It was all my process at the start, and then as things started to evolve and grow, I was like, let's expand beyond just my process to actually doing some research about how rhythm works and seeing if I can use my knowledge, my ability to interpret that research and help people just get better at their craft. And so my sort of TikTok evolved into this whole, like, yeah, this guy's the rap scientist type thing.
You've been dubbed quite an intelligent lyricist, and your lyrics are quite powerful. Were there any inspirations when you were coming up in terms of lyricists, like hip-hop artists, any sort of Afrobeat artists?
Yeah, so growing up, I listened to... I was very much inspired by Jurassic 5, The Roots. Lecrae was one I listened to a lot. I liked, like, Nas. I like Talib Kweli, Mos Def. You know, basically a lot of hip hop that was just a little left of center in terms of its shine in the mainstream. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were definitely known, but they're known by people who are passionate about hip hop. They're not known by just anybody. And because people like that tend to put a little bit, I feel like they put a little bit more thought into their music for the sake of the music. You know, they're not doing it because they want to be a star. They're doing it because they love the culture. So those kind of MCs and those kind of, like, I feel like you can just tell there's a certain energy to music produced by people who actually love their craft. Those guys, yeah, played a huge part in sort of me. And I was like, man, I want to be like them. Like, every time I rap, I want people to be like, oh, yo, he said something. Like, it's not just the fact that, like, he rhymed or like he had a cool flow or he used crazy like wordplay or anything like that. I want people to sit down and be like, yo, what did he just say? You know, what did he say? Maybe I should change the way I think. Maybe I should change the way I act. Maybe I should, you know. I'm very passionate about music being used to change people, to inspire people. Yeah.
In terms of new music coming out and you developing as an artist, and is there anything that you really want to work on within your craft?
Yeah, so I'm getting really into music for sync, music for screen. So at the moment, I'm working on a album with a producer in the States, which we call like epic trailer hip hop. You know what I'm saying? It's like hip hop, but with the sounds and with the energy of movie trailers. Yeah, like there's the sonic element that inspires me a lot, but I think the deeper thing, the core thing, is that I love movies. You know, I'm such a movie dude, especially like I'm a sucker for like big action flicks, but also stuff that has like an underlying story behind it. And I love the idea of understanding a message and internalizing that message and trying to capture that message in song. So I watch these movies and I'm like, what soundtrack would fit this? Not just from a sonic perspective, but what would this main character say if he was rapping? You know what I'm saying? And I try and do that. And I love the idea of my music being attached to these big, you know, these blockbusters or, you know, these awesome motion pictures and these awesome scenes that we love to watch. I love the idea. So, yeah, I'd love to work a lot more in that sphere. I've just got a foot in at the moment. It's been great, but I'd like to do a hell of a lot more, yeah.
I did see you were working on Creed 3, which is very, very exciting. Have you seen the film yet?
Yeah, man, I've seen the film. It's crazy good. I highly recommend it to everyone out there. Probably my favorite of the series, yeah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.